What's good, world? It's your boy, Official Dom J, back with another episode of the Go DJ Radio podcast. On this week's episode, we're talking Donald Trump versus Google, NFL headlines, Birdman apologizing to Lil Wayne, not something I thought I'd be saying anytime soon, and more after this brief message. In sadder news this past weekend in Jacksonville, Florida, there was a mass shooting at the Jack's Landing area during a Madden tournament in which multiple people, including the coward-ass shooter himself, died, and even more people were injured. And unfortunately, the conversations always become whether it's a gun issue, a mental health issue, those sorts of things. And it's unfortunate that those are the headlines versus the actuality that people live in, and that, you know, these things just seem to keep on happening with some sort of regularity. There's not much seemingly being done on a mass scale to change things. And I don't know whether it's the cynic in me or just the realist in me, hoping and praying that change comes sooner rather than later, but also not seeing it at the same time. So my thoughts go out to those affected by it, this senseless violence. We as a country, we got to do better, man. We got to do better. So unless you live under a rock, you may have seen some of the latest headlining news regarding the appointed president being up tweeting pre-dawn about how Google essentially has it out for him with rigged and fake news galore. And I find that very, very interesting that, one, this man is up that early on Twitter tweeting about some BS, and two, that he's got nothing better to do, like 5 out of 7 days of the week, nothing that you could be doing better, like working out, doing some meditating, trying to, you know, find a higher level of inner self. Nah, man, he got to get up and get them tweets out early and in a flurry. Really disappointing, considering right now he should just be pushing people to vote from a neutral perspective. But I mean, I wouldn't imagine that to be something on his agenda. But still, if you haven't registered to vote for the upcoming primaries, taking place, early voting taking place already, you should definitely get out there and register to vote, man. And that's the only way we can even fathom to make some sort of real change in this country. So in the latest NFL news today, we had Odell Beckham Jr., a.k.a. OBJ, securing the bag with a 5-year, $95 million extension with the New York Giants, $65 million guaranteed. Man, whether you like him or hate him, whether you like or hate the Giants, I can't get mad at another brother securing that bag, because it's all business, baby. And if you believe that, then you understand the economics and the security that these sorts of, world-class athletes deserve, putting their bodies on the line like they do. And plus, the NFL is both prorating you for what they expect you to do in the future, and then sometimes paying you for what you've already done. So, hey, man, it's good business all around. Good for that man. Can't get mad at him. Hey, black man, get your money. Get your money, black man. NFL season kicks off next Thursday night. We have the Falcons taking on the Eagles, the reigning Super Bowl champs. Should be an interesting game. Will Carson Wentz, the Eagles' star quarterback, play? I don't think he will. Nick Foles will probably play. For that reason, I got the Falcons flopping. You thought I was going to pick the Falcons. You're crazy. In pop culture news this past weekend at the Louisiana Fest, where Lil Wayne was celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Carter III, an instant classic. Don't debate me. Debate your mama. Anyway, at this Louisiana Fest, Birdman apologized to Wayne on stage. And it's one of those situations where you didn't really see that coming. If you saw how the situation had escalated to them feuding with each other, spitting bars back and forth in different songs, Wayne saying he didn't even recognize the Cash Money number any longer, yada, yada, yada. But this past June, lawyers finally got all of that settled out, and it appears these two may be moving forward. So hopefully that means we get the Carter 5 sooner rather than later. I don't know if that's If that's unreasonable, I don't think it is. I mean, damn, I would expect some of the lines and songs and references to be a little outdated potentially, but Wayne is a GOAT in his own right, so I'll be jamming it whenever it comes out. In other pop culture news, I'm wondering, where is Rihanna with the new music? We got Nicki Minaj going crazy on the internet after she dropped her Queen album. We got Beyonce and Jay-Z doing the On the Run Part 2 tour, which is cool if you're into that. I'm personally missing some Rihanna. I know she confirmed that her next project is going to be a reggae album, which I'm definitely going to be digging that, especially if that comes out before or around the Christmas time, where your boy might just be sitting on a little Caribbean island with a special someone, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully we get that sooner rather than later. Riri, we need you. My final thought of the day, if you're listening to this, thank you for the support. Like and subscribe, let other people know, share it, let me know what you think, what you want heard on the next episode. Really looking to grow now that your boy is on all major outlets, Spotify, Official Dom, J Radio. Subscribe, I'll definitely be providing some vibes on there, some playlists that I'm vibing to in the future that you might want to give a listen to. And just be sure, yo, stack your bread up, keep your head up, stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them catch you slipping. You got to stay woke, like Gambino said, man. So peace and love, y'all. Till the next time.